Morning, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Anything From My Point of View. It's been so long since I last recorded, and I really missed you guys. It's been like, what, 3 months? Maybe a little bit more or less. I don't know. But I can never go again without recording for such a long time. I've been really busy with school. Today's my last day, actually. I had to sit for this like Cambridge exam, the first certificate. So I've been like preparing for that and I was so nervous, but luckily a week ago I sat for it and I did really well. I have to wait for my results, which come out in like February, I think. And just well, the end of the year is always really stressful. Especially this year, which was really weird because we did half the year at school, half the year from home. We had some subjects in which we didn't have any marks to like close the year, so we had a lot of tests and exams. So it was really stressful. But luckily, I'm done now. I have the summer holidays, so I'm really happy. I also recently got into vlogging, which is really fun, and I've been using all of my free time to record and to edit all of my videos, which has been so much fun. I'm doing like monthly vlogs, and I want to start doing maybe like weekly vlogs because 1 month ends up being too much. I mean, vi the videos are like 20 minutes and I have to reduce them to 10 or people won't watch them. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just really happy. I'm so at peace with how my life is right now. So yeah, that's an update on my life. And today, I decided to talk about social pressure because it's been a very requested topic, and I have also been wanting to talk about it for a while, but I never got all the information I needed to share with you guys. I was like running out of ideas of what to say and how I wanted to approach this topic. But finally, I prepared it, so here I am. So let's get started. So, what is social pressure? Well, many people kind of confuse social pressure with peer pressure, but social pressure is actually the combination of all the pressures that surround us every day of our lives. For example, peer pressure, academic pressure, economic pressure, and there are more, but those are the ones that teenagers are most familiar with. For example, economic pressure is actually not being able to pay for our basic needs. But I feel like sometimes we can feel economic pressure in a lower level, if that makes sense. Like, for example, with fashion, we all want to be up to date with the latest trends and spend a lot of money on buying branded clothes. There are a lot of people who don't have access to that, who cannot buy the latest pair of shoes or the latest iPhone and feel like they have to have those material things so that they can fit in with a group of people. So let me give you some advice. If you're one of those people who cannot pay for stuff and feels like they have to in order to fit in, first of all, you don't have to pay for material things to have friends. And if that is the case, if you feel like you're getting left out because of that, then get out of there and get a new group of friends who will appreciate you for the person that you are and not the things that you own. And trust me, it's totally worth it, and it will help you become more confident and to appreciate yourself more for what you are. You won't feel judged all of the time, and it's really going to like help you feel a lot more happy. Moving on, if you are one of those people who judges others for what they can afford and what they can't, my advice is to give an opportunity to everyone. Stop focusing on the material things that someone can offer and focus on their personality, because you might be losing people who could actually bring a lot into your life just because you're like judging them. So get to know them and decide after that, because they might end up being one of your best friends, or later on you will regret not giving them a chance now. Another thing teenagers constantly experience is academic pressure, which is pretty self-explanatory, but it basically means pressure from school to do well in all of your exams, to have the best grades, to spend a lot of time studying. And sometimes we just don't understand a topic, and no matter how hard we try, it's something that we cannot understand. That pressure might come from professors at school, from fellow students, from your parents, from anyone, because everyone is expecting us to do well in school. And I used to think that people who didn't do well in school were the only ones who suffered academic pressure. But I realized now that also people who do really good suffer academic pressure too. Because I'm a student that does really well in school. And I remember when I started secondary school, on my first exam, my first history exam, I got a 5 out of 10. And all my friends were shocked and they could not believe that I had a 5. It was the first test I had ever failed. And I remember how bad it made me feel about myself when everyone asked me, and how shocked they got when I told them my mark. So even if you do good in school, you have that pressure to maintain the good grades. And if you're not doing so good, you have the pressure to do better. So it's like no matter what effort you make, there's always someone pushing you to do more. I think that with school, it's all about balance. Because you cannot spend your whole life studying. I mean, you have to focus on school and study, of course. But you also have to learn to balance studying and doing homework with focusing on yourself and taking care of your mental health, on being social, meeting new people, making friends. Because after school, okay, you have college, but after college, after everything that you have to study, you don't have to study anymore, and you cannot go out into the world without knowing other concepts that you need to use, like being social. And the truth is that maybe you have to sacrifice doing not as good on a test as you could have done because you decided to go have lunch with your grandmother instead of studying. Well, too bad. It's one test. It will not define your life. That's also something that we constantly think about. We make the mistake of thinking that doing bad in a test defines everything. Like, it doesn't. I mean, it's just one test. But what? You'll do better next time. It's really not that bad. There are worse things in life. Think of the people who left school, who didn't even finish secondary school, and today are one of the most successful people in the planet. So I'm not suggesting that you leave school, definitely not. But take into consideration that one exam won't define your life. Not doing a homework is not as bad as you think. So this is what I'm talking about. Balance. It's the most important thing in life, and not only with school, with everything, because having too much of something is not good, and having too little of something is also not good. So, balance is key. The last type of pressure that I'm gonna talk about, and I think that it's the most common one, and that everyone has felt it at least once in their life, is peer pressure, which is basically the influence that a group of people can have in making someone do something that they might not really want to do. The classic example is going to a party and feeling the pressure of everyone around you drinking alcohol, for instance, and maybe them telling you, like, oh, it's just one drink. It's not like anything is gonna happen. And you just don't feel like drinking. You don't want to. You know that it's bad for your body, but you might still do it because people are pushing you to do it. I think that peer pressure goes hand in hand with insecurities and confidence, because if you feel confident, you can stand up for yourself and you're not scared of saying no. You don't care what other people are gonna think about you. Whereas if you're really insecure about yourself, you will be paying attention to what the rest think of you. You don't want to be judged. So you might end up getting into peer pressure because you're scared. It sucks because I know that it's a really hard thing to work on confidence. Not everyone can have confidence as easy as others. But I just wish that everyone could realize that what you think of yourself is so much more important than what other people think of you. Especially because I always say this, but you're the only one who knows yourself. Completely. No one knows you more than yourself. So, how can someone else judge you without knowing you? I mean, you should be able to say no without feeling guilty and feeling sorry when you know that it's something that you don't want for yourself and that won't do you any good. You shouldn't have to think about what other people will say about you and put yourself in danger just to look cool or whatever. And that also goes hand in hand with the people you surround yourself with in your environment, because when you are surrounded by people who want what's good for you, want the best for you, and people who just lift you higher, who have a good energy and who are good to be around, peer pressure is reduced because they understand you, they know where you're coming from, you have trust in them. So it's a lot easier to deal with this type of situations when you're surrounded by good people. I asked around a few days ago to people, what was the moment in which they most felt social pressure or in which situation? And it surprised me how almost all of them said when it's like the weekend and they don't feel like going out, and their friends push them to go out anyways. And it's not just about missing a party, it's about the next day everyone is talking about it and you weren't there, you missed it. But I think that it all has to do with yourself and what you let affect you and what you don't. Because there's a reason why you didn't go out and why you decided to stay in. And that reason was probably a lot more valuable than a party. So when you give that importance to something, you should give it completely. So, for instance, this used to happen to me. I mean, I didn't go out, and the next day everyone was talking about a party, and I felt bad about myself, and I regretted not going when I didn't go because I wasn't feeling good about myself. I was tired. I just didn't have the energy to deal with that. And I learned that the next day I shouldn't feel guilty about it. I shouldn't regret not going. Instead, I should feel happy about the people that went. And now I have a lot of fun with my friends telling me stories about that night or how they had so much fun because I learned to have fun in another way that doesn't involve going out. And that's because I'm good with myself. And don't get me wrong, I mean, I still love to go out with my friends. I have a lot of fun. I love dancing. I love listening to music, to very loud music, meeting new people, and maybe like seeing them in another environment. It's so cool. But I think that the concept of you cannot have fun if you don't go out is absolutely wrong because going out cannot be the only form of joy that you have in your life. I think that's a huge mistake we make as human beings. We think that our happiness depends 100% on other people or on outside experiences, when actually all of our feelings come from within. So if you want to be happy, you have to work on yourself to achieve that. And that means focusing on yourself and surrounding yourself with things that are good for you. So if going out is good for you and it makes you happy and it brings you joy, that's perfect. But you cannot depend on that for your happiness. So sometimes you just have to rest and take time to work on yourself, and the world can wait. There's gonna be another party next weekend, and you can go out with your friends then, and it will do you so much good to stay in and maybe think about what you want for your life and why you're not feeling good at the moment. And it's crazy how fast the progress is made. A year from now, you will remember the day you started and you will be so proud of yourself and everything you have achieved. So you might have to sacrifice some things, but it's absolutely worth it. Once you start to gain confidence in yourself, you're so powerful. I mean, imagine all the things we could do if we weren't controlled by insecurity. I read a quote once that said something like, "Doubts kill more dreams than failure ever will." Because when you doubt yourself, you end up not doing something because you're doubting it. If you fail, it means that at least you had the courage and confidence to try it. And well, it still didn't work out. But if you have the doubt, you'll never end up knowing if it would have worked out or not. So just give it a try. And if you fail, try again in a different way. You have a lot of time to do that. And if you keep on failing, then maybe that's not for you. And that's okay because there are other things out there waiting for you. You have to get them from yourself. And it has to be something that you want for yourself, not that other people push you to do. I think that one of the biggest challenges in this world is to be yourself when everyone's trying to make you like everyone else. I mean, being like everyone else is so overrated. Like, it's so much better to just be original and be your own person. I don't know why that concept is given so much hate. And you will be amazed at what you start attracting once you start thinking about what you want for your life and what you actually deserve. Because your energies will be so positive that that is the only thing you will attract. For many people, it's hard to decide what they want for their life and to actually work on themselves because they cannot be alone with their thoughts. So they fill their life with things, whether it's going out every day, being with people 24/7, or even using the phone. I mean, that used to happen to me when I was alone. I would go on social media because I didn't know how to be alone. I was scared. And once I gave myself an opportunity, I started to learn more about me and started to understand why I did things one way or another, and I started to enjoy my time alone. Going back to what I said previously about everyone talking the next day about a party or whatever, it's also about like seeing stories on Instagram the next day, for example, and social media plays a huge role in encouraging peer pressure. I mean, sometimes when we see that other people are posting about a life that we want, we might get jealous or even sad because we don't know how to achieve that. But I'm gonna give you some advice. Sometimes the grass can be greener because it's fake, and that means that not everything that you see on social media is the complete truth. So imagine you didn't go to a party on Saturday because you weren't feeling good. You just had some health issues and you were not feeling good. And the next day you see pictures everywhere of that party. However, the party was a disaster. The pictures are great, but everyone was really bored. They didn't have fun at all, and they wasted a lot of money on it. Seeing the pictures, you cannot know that because the pictures are great and it looks like everyone is having the time of their life. But you don't actually know what's going on behind. So I think that feeling peer pressure through social media is the worst because you don't actually know how something works, and you think that it will be one of the best experiences of your life, and when you do actually experience it, it's not. So you have to be really careful, like what you think that can be something that you want for your life, because maybe it's not what you have in your head. So how does anyone overcome peer pressure? The first thing that you have to do is to stop caring about what other people think. I mean, it's something that takes a lot of time and energy, but it's totally worth it. Totally worth it. And not only for peer pressure, but for life itself. I mean, you cannot go around being scared of what others are gonna think of you. If they're gonna judge you or not, that's their problem. You live your life however you like. Another thing you can do is to surround yourself by people who are a good influence and people who understand you and who will listen to you. That's really, really important. Also, as I said before, be the person that you want to be. Don't be a people pleaser and try to conform to what other people want you to be. Just be whatever you want to be. And instead of maybe judging others or criticizing, change your mindset and be the reason someone feels welcomed, heard, valued, supported. You will see how your perspective changes and how, as I said before, you start to attract what you give to others. What really helped me deal with peer pressure and with my insecurities and feeling more confident about myself is that I realized that nobody cares what you're doing. Nobody cares if they are like pushing you to do something and you decide not to do it, or if you want to do something that others normally wouldn't, because everyone is really focused on themselves and what they are doing. So they don't care. Even if someone might judge you because of a decision, the next day they will have totally forgotten about it. And I came to realize this with the stupidest example, but I'm gonna tell you about it anyway. I used to plan an outfit for every time I would go out. Doesn't matter where I was going, even if it was to the supermarket, I would put on a cute outfit just in case I came across someone that I thought might judge me. And I realized that I don't do that to people. Like, I don't go around the street judging what everyone is wearing. I don't say like, ugh, that's disgusting or whatever. Instead, I only notice people who are dressed incredibly well and I actually compliment them. So I learned that I don't really need to be dressed up to go anywhere. I still do it though, but for other reasons. I mean, I still love clothes and I love wearing a cute outfit because it makes me feel more confident about myself, and it's also a way in which I have fun. So it's also about the reasons for which you do the things that you do. So I still think of an outfit every time I go out, but instead of being because I'm scared of what people are going to think of me, I do it as a way of self-expression. In conclusion, nobody cares if you went to that party or you didn't, because there's going to be another one next weekend. Nobody cares if you have the latest iPhone or what brand of clothes you're wearing. And nobody cares if you do well in school or if you don't, because that doesn't change the kind of person that you are and how you treat others and how you treat yourself and what you have to offer to this world. And if there's someone out there who does care, then go far away from them, because they're not adding good things to your life. And if you're one of those people who cares, let me give you some advice. I feel like I've said that 1,000 times during this episode. I'm just giving advice lately. I don't know what's going on. But honestly, please take some time to reconsider why you might be taking into consideration these about people. Why are you deciding if someone is going to be friends with you or not based on, I don't know, material things? As I said before, you might be like losing an opportunity to get to know someone really cool. So So I think that it's really important to take time for yourself and maybe review some of your habits that might not be so good for the people around you and even for yourself. It's good to make a change sometimes. I mean, if you don't like where you are, just move. It's not like you're a tree. You can make other decisions that will lead to another path, and it will probably be better than your last one if you have worked on yourself and decided what you want for your life. And always remember that changes and good things never come from your comfort zone. So if you really want to change, you'll have to risk some things, which I know is pretty hard, but it will be worth it in the end. Well, guys, sadly, this is the end of today's episode. I had so much fun talking with you. It was really nice to record again. I'm really, really happy. And I appreciate you and love you all so much. Thank you for listening. I hope to see you again next week. Or maybe the other. And text me if there's any topic you would like for me to talk about in the next episode. I love you all and have a good rest of the week.